Ask what you will. As God smiled down upon this young king, King Solomon, and Solomon's response to God was, give me wisdom and knowledge to be able to rule your people wisely. And I do believe that God was smiling at that response. And he said to Solomon, he says, because you did not ask for riches, wealth, and honor, I'm going to give you the wisdom that you've asked for. And you remember in the very, very beginning, one of the first tests of this wisdom was when the two women of the streets came to him. And they'd both had babies, and they lived together. And one of the babies was laid on during the night and was smothered. And this woman who had smothered her baby took her baby and put it next to the woman who had a live baby and switched them. And then they went to the king, and they both said, well, the live baby is mine. You remember what Solomon did? He said, bring me a sword. And he said, we're just going to cut the baby in half, and then both women will have a half of a baby, and they'll both be happy. And, of course, the woman who truly loved her child said, no, no, no. Give the baby to her. She'd rather that somebody else raise her baby than to see her baby killed. And Solomon knew, because he was wise, that this woman who was ready to surrender her baby was a true mother. And he says, give that child to the real mother. See, this is a demonstration of the type of wisdom that God gave him. But I want you to notice something here. In God's response, he said, because you did not ask for riches, wealth, and honor. And this is what I see when I look at this list. I go to the epistle of John, where John said that all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, riches, lust of the flesh, wealth, lust of the eye, honor, pride of life. In other words, Solomon, just like Jesus, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the devil came to him. In all three phases of sin, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life, he tempted him in all three. And every time Jesus responded with scripture and sent the devil fleeing. Solomon didn't fall for that trick. He didn't know. He said, give me wisdom to rule your people. And God smiled down on that young man that night. And God was smiling on Israel, because Israel had a leader that was leading them in a spiritual path. Oh, would to God, that any nation would have spiritual leadership. And I know he said, well, we don't mix religion and politics in this country. Well, I'm not talking about a theocracy, but I do believe that when there is somebody who is leading us and they know how to get a hold of God, that God's going to smile. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.